Week 2 of 2013 training camp continues. The final day in shoulder pads before the Miami Dolphins come in for the first preseason game. That's a little more than 48 hours away. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field this morning in preparation for this Friday's game at Everbank Field. Gus Bradley said there's been light introduction to the Dolphins in meetings, but limited so far. That will pick up some coming up on Thursday. Regular camp schedule today, another 2.5 hour session. Blaine Gabbert with the ones, a little more than Chad Henne today, though both saw some time with the first group. Saw a lot of Mike Kafka and Matt Scott under center today. Each saw more reps than normal and likely to see some significant time in Friday's game against the Dolphins. Maurice Jones-Drew continues to show some strength. He said after practice that instead of just going right through the line, patience is needed for a running back behind a zone scheme to take shape. Lots of moving parts up front these days. Meetings scheduled to tonight to determine playing time Friday, rotations for Friday's game, and should know a little bit more coming up tomorrow. Also, Wednesday's play of the day coming up a little bit later in today's show. For some guys on the bubble for making this roster, head coach Gus Bradley said the mentality shouldn't change just because the lights come on.
I don't want them to go in there saying, okay, I'm on the bubble, I've got to perform. Well, you should have that mindset in practice. You know, you got to perform every day. So carry that into the game. And when they get like that, where they go, okay, now I got to amp it up, that's usually when they make mistakes. And they have busts and they don't perform as well as they had hoped. So we're trying to stay away from that mindset with our guys and just say, hey, just go out there and do your job.
We get back on the defensive side and look at the secondary today. The Jaguars drafted 5 defensive backs this past April. 2 of them are listed as starters on the unofficial depth chart. Safety Jonathan Cyprian is one, but he hasn't practiced at all. The other is cornerback Dwayne Gratz, who has held his own for the most part. He said after practice today that covering guys like Shorts and Sanders is a bit of an adjustment.
Pretty shifty, quick guys. And those are always the type of guys that will cause a little trouble. But, you know, I've been holding my ground. You know, we've been battling and been going back and forth. But, you know, those are the two guys that I think are good.
And what's left for you to prove in this camp? What else do you want to show off?
That I belong on this team and that I belong in the NFL.
Some other notes from Wednesday. Jeremy Mincy still sidelined with a concussion. Kyle Love got a veteran day today. Brandon Dedrick tweaked a groin yesterday and held out today. Jaguars president Mark Lamping met with the media after practice today, discussing the new bag policy at Everbank Field. It's fully explained right here on Jaguars.com. And a schedule change tomorrow. Helmets only practice with prep for Miami. Practice starts at 11:30. Well, you might have heard by now there's a bit of a quarterback competition around here. Let's hear from the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. He'll try to sort it all out.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And with the Jaguars preseason opener looming, the hot button issue remains what else? Quarterback. And actually, this button grows hotter by the day. Chad Henne or Blaine Gabbert? Gabbert or Henne? Jaguars coaches aren't tipping their hands, going so far as to list them as co-number ones on the unofficial depth chart. That confused some, but it made sense. With Gus Bradley saying this is an open competition, anything else would have meant stories saying one guy or the other was ahead of the other guy or the other, when in fact the team has said nothing of the kind. The tea leaves? Well, they still show Gabbert, if only slightly. He started the scrimmage Saturday and got all the reps with the first unit on Monday. Henne got the same first team reps on Tuesday, and they'll probably get similar work on Friday. The guess here is still that Gabbert starts the regular season open, but that's a guess. And the reality is the open competition Bradley wants begins in earnest Friday night. Things can change in a hurry once things go live. Look for each quarterback to get legit reps, and look for other things too. Who controls the pace of the game? Who looks more confident? Who looks more like the guy? Those things may mean more than stats come decision time. But make no mistake, decision time is coming fast. And until then, this hot button issue shows no signs of cooling down.
Thank you, John. Here's the play of the day from Wednesday, the final play of practice. Mike Kafka with a deep look for Tobias Palmer, and the rookie out of NC State hauls it in for the touchdown, and that calls it a day for the Jags on Wednesday. The Jaguars are back on the practice field Thursday in preparation for the Miami Dolphins. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush.